حضرة مفتي عبد القادر ساهم دام البركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Allah with afiyat and good health. Allah ta'ala, he great work of deen and khidmat, and may the ummah benefit tremendously from your beautiful bayans and fatwas of this hub. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications, Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 26th of Zulhijjah, 1446 here in South Africa. And in most countries, today is the 27th of Zulhijjah, 1446. Inshallah, Friday will be the 1st of Muharram, 1447 in South Africa and many other countries. And in Saudi, if they look at their Ummul Qura Taqweem, the calendar they normally use, then Thursday will be the 1st of Muharram. You know they have moon Sahmis, so therefore we don't have any confidence at all in the Saudi Kafir regime. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 49, Suratul Hujurat, and this was revealed after the migration of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Medina Munawwara. Therefore, if you have our 13-line Quran, that is what we call the Miasfam Quran, you will see on the right-hand side within brackets 49, on the left-hand side 106. We know that there are 114 chapters, surahs in the Noble Quran, and this was 106. So right in the latter portion of Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Hayat At-Tayyibah, these verses and surah was revealed, and the ulama have called the surah Hujurat is the name of it, referring to the apartments, the houses, the rooms of our honorable mothers, that is Sayyida Aisha and Sayyida Hafsa and all of them. So their rooms, their houses and apartments there. And remember, the ulama have called this particular surah Suratul Akhlaq, to teach us character, morals and manners. So they are very, very important messages for us here in this particular surah. It comprises 18 verses. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. We discussed it many a time in the past. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe. This phrase has been used 89 times in the Noble Quran. So we should remember that it is to elevate our rank and status. Ye to ashiqana khitab hai. Allah Jalla wala loves us so much. The kuffar, the non-Muslims, all those who belong to any other ism and they are sane and mature, for them is chapter 66, verse number 7. Once only, and that to humiliate and disgrace them. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru, O you non-Muslims, la ta'tadhirul yawm, do not cite any excuses today, the day of justice, the day of judgment. إِنَّمَا تُجُزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. You will only be punished according to your deeds, and that will be eternal doom and gloom and everlasting Jahannam, hellfire. Allahumma ajirna min al-nar, Allahumma ahfazna min, Allah protect us from the hellfire and Jahannam, and save us from all type of punishment, chastisement. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. So what must we remember? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, O you who attain faith, la tuqaddimu bayna yadayillahi wa rasooli, do not proceed ahead of Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does it mean? It means that when Almighty Allah teaches us something and tells us do this or tells us don't do that, so we cannot go and use our own intelligence, so-called intellect and intelligence, or say no, that our system is better and superior, Allah forbid. That will be 100% blasphemous and totally unacceptable for us as Muslims. Islam means lovingly, willingly, sincerely, we submit and surrender ourselves to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. La tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasooli. That do not proceed and go ahead of the teaching, preaching, commandment of Almighty Allah and of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Take inheritance, a simple topic. Today 90%, 80% of the Muslim Ummah does what they feel like doing. What Almighty Allah taught us in the Noble Quran, chapter number 4, verses number 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. If you find 20, 25% of the Muslims practicing on that, we'll be very, very lucky. 80, 70%, 75% manmane, they do what they think is right. You say, no, I know better. So remember, then you go to Jahannam and the hellfire for a very long time. Chapter 4, verse number 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. After mentioning the shares of the ayahs, Allah says, whoever disobeys Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. You increase somebody's share, you decrease somebody's share, you deprive somebody from his share or her share. Then yudkhiluhu naran khalidan fiha. Allah dispatches such people to Jahannam and the hellfire, and they will dwell there forever, meaning for a very, very long time, if he or she passed away with Iman and Islam. If they passed away and died without Iman, Islam, then obviously it's everlasting doom and gloom. Walahu azabun muheen. For such a person will be a humiliating punishment, a disgraceful chastisement. Chapter 4, verse 14. Wattaqullah. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Ibn Majah, and various compilations, man qata'a miratha warithihi qata'a Allahu mirathahu min al-jannati yawm al-qiyamah. Who deprive one of their heirs or more from their respected share, then you will be deprived of your portion there in Jannah. See, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. Wattaqullah, fear Almighty Allah at all times, all places, all circumstances. Today, me and you, we are sanctimonious. In front of people, we are pious. But alone, we are like buzruk, like we say. But when we are alone, we become like bushkruks, you know, that we have our own agenda and hidden agenda. Inna Allaha Sami'un Alim. Verily, Almighty Allah is all hearing, all knowing, His knowledge all embracing, all encompassing. See, Akhlaq, Suratul Akhlaq. Now, the love we must have for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that love must be translated into ta'zeem and respect and reverence for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ay iman walo. Even today, if you go to Madinah Munawwara, you go to the darbar of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the court mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, and you just look on top, you will see this ayat is written there, beautiful calligraphy. Chapter 49, verse 2. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ay iman walo. O you who believe, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. Do not raise your voices higher and that louder than that of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are causing harm to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are showing disrespect. Now bring that in our scenario. Today, the videos, the cell phones, people laughing, joking, right there in the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. What are the consequences, ramifications? See what the Quran says. وَلَا تَجَارُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهَرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. And do not raise your voice when you speak to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as you raise your voice with one another. We going there and start shouting, As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah, As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. This is not permissible. We must show love, respect, reverence. We in the darbar, in the court mubarak of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What will happen? أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. All your actions will be wasted, meaning you'll go out of the fold of Islam for causing harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And you will not even perceive it and understand it and construe it, understand. So what happens about MBS and the Najdi government, the Wahhabis, who put sanamas there in Medina Munawwara? Are they not causing harm to Nabi alayhi salam? Are they not murtad and haramis and kafirs and so whatever title you want to use, you can use? So we must be very clear that the Wahhabi Najdi government today in Saudi Arabia, in the light of these verses here, they're totally out of the fold of Islam. Because if you speak, they just want to lock you up and punish you and so forth and so on. The true ulama are in jail and the puppets are there on the members of Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwara and telling us about Hukumatul Rashida, that what a good government they got and so forth. A typical case of scholars for dollars it is. Allah mahfaz bilad al-harameen al-sharifeen min kulli su'in wa makruh. May Almighty Allah protect the harameen sharifeen from all types of evil. Allah matahir al-majid al-aqsa min al-yahood al-ghasibin al-muhtallin al-mustawtinin. Ya Allah, open majid al-aqsa, the haramis have again closed it, the jutlas, the Zionists. May Almighty Allah decimate them and destroy them. So remember, anybody attacks American interest, Israel interest, we will support them and we will make dua for them. So that is very clear. I'm mentioning this for past 20 years and more. So we should be very, very clear on these type of issues. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As I told you, today is 26 Zulhijjah, South Africa, 1446. Most countries, 27th of Zulhijjah. Today is day 626 of the war of Israel against Gaza. And remember that they are occupying so many places in the West Bank while the people's focus is on Iran and the focus is there on Gaza. So these are jutlas, haramis, remember. But Allah has His own wisdom, as you will see now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. So we present to you. So listen to what's happening now, currently. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 9 jutlas dispatched to hell there in Gaza and surroundings. We are very happy about that. Every jutla who freaks and dies like a dog, we say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. A khuya juat as a dwaya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. Let them rot in hell forever. And many, many more injured. Alhamdulillah, the jihad continues. So these haramis, America and Israel, who made preemptive strikes against Iran. So now what they say? They say that they're going to bring peace. But every day they are murdering and killing our people in Gaza, premeditated murder, and their snipers are busy. There's aid centers, food centers are right there in the military zone. So whoever they feel, they can just kill and so forth. So they killed 30 people already in the past 24 hours there in Gaza. But the time is coming. The world is turning against America and Israel. Trump now, he says, yes, we must have regime change. They feel they can do whatever they want to. So inshallah, inshallah, Trump the felon, the criminal, will end up in jail. We know he is a criminal. He is an egoist and a narcissist. And he's half crazy, a psychopath. And the biggest doctors and physicians have said that this man is crazy. And remember, Netanyahu, the war criminal, will end up in jail. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma alayka bihim wa arina ajayb kudratik fa innam la yujizunak. Ya Allah, you punish the American regime and you punish the Israeli regime. The juntas are catching it left, right and center. Israel says, now the mayor of Tel Aviv, the mayor of Haifa said, enough, wait. Yet you are winning, we are losing. Remember that Iran is giving them such a hiding in Tel Aviv and there in Haifa and Beersheba. They took out their one special missile, and that is Khaybar. Khaybar, Khaybar, ya Yahud. Inna jaysha Muhammad sofa Yahud. Eh, jutla harami. If you don't understand the word harami, it means a bee, illegitimate child. We can't use that word. There's too much respect in that word for these jutlas. So we use the word bee, and a big bee for them, harami. So the jutla, you're catching it. We're very happy about that. Quran teaches us. وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ Both sides were non-Muslims. Shias are pakka kufar and the jutlas are kufar. So that if one side hits the other, and remember that we feel they're doing the ummah a favor, so we must be happy. Quran is teaching you this. Go open Surah Rum and see what Allah Ta'ala is teaching us there in chapter number 30. So we need to wake up and understand, you know. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ Chapter 47, verse 38, the Sunni countries, majority of them are murtads and munafiqeen and khabis. Your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Jordan, Jordan and Egypt, the Pharaoh, Sisi, Pakka, Murtad and Harami. And then you take Bahrain and Morocco and all these countries. Since when they Muslim, the leadership? Pakka, Kafir, Murtad and Haramis, they are. They all legitimate targets. Remember that. If Iran puts them away, we will say Ameen. So Iran is giving Israel such a threshing. Inshallah, they will bring Tel Aviv and Beersheba and Haifa. Inshallah, just like Gaza, very similar. So Tel Aviv and Haifa, their players have said enough is enough, and they're catching a good hiding there. Thousands of Iranians and thousands of Israelis have signed a document. They want the ceasefire. Everybody wants a ceasefire in Gaza, but only America. Five times they vetoed it, but they tell the world they want peace. So what peace is that? Jutla say they want peace, but they keep on stealing pieces of land of the Palestinians. Therefore, we say the 40,000 American troops in the Middle East are a legitimate target. Every Jutla a legitimate target in Israel. India will not give water to Pakistan from the Indus River. So that is another threat from India. They got a good hiding from Pakistan, and therefore they are licking their wounds and so forth. India says they will curtail the long flights, you know, 15 hours, 12 hours, 10 hours, 11 hours, because they're going to check every flight and plane of theirs, because now they're getting so disgraced and humiliated. Suicide bombing there in the church in Damascus kills 21. So here there are three statements. As far as the leader goes, Julani is a pakka sympathizer of the Jews. We don't even consider him to be a Muslim. Remember that these are all haramis, just like the Saudis and Emiratis and all of them. Every time he just changes his garb and so forth. You must remember, I'm this. So if he can help it, he will also normalize ties with Israel. That's the statement they made themselves. So it's people like that. Remember, Pakka Murtad Haramis, we got no time for them. Julani, so J-E-W, that's how we spell it. Second one is this: in Islam, to go into a church or even a synagogue or a temple and go kill people, that is not permissible. So we must be clear on that. Unless they are using it, you must remember, for war activities and so forth, but that is not the case here. So like a thing like this must be condemned, remember that. the Christians that were praying there, and you just go and kill them. But they say it's ISIS, but the ISIS was formed by Israel and America. They never ever kill Muslims, you know. They never ever kill Jutlas, I mean. They'll kill Muslims, they'll kill innocent people, but they never kill Jutlas, so ISIS and so forth. Gideon Levy writes there, is it legitimate to kill a head of state in the Haaretz newspaper because one or two of the ministers of Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, said, they must get rid of Khamenei and you must kill him, assassinate him. Brazil, big problems there also. Hot air balloon incident kills 8 people. You know, it's a big thing there in Brazil. There are special places for the hot air balloons. There in Colombia, this is all South America, and we visited all these places. 57 soldiers are what? Kidnapped by who? Remember, by the civilians. 200 guys came and they kidnapped 57 soldiers in Colombia. You know, big problem with the drugs and all this there. You who want to go for Umrah now in July and August and all that, you better check with your travel agent. Is it safe to go? Number one. Two, that for Umrah, if you want to go with the Umrah visa, you can't just go one, two people like that. You have to go in groups and all that. The Saudi Najdi Wahhabi Kafir regime has changed the laws for Umrah, so visas and so forth. So my advice to all of you, rather go with a tourist visa, and then you have much more movement and you can get much more facilities for yourself. So that will be better for you, that you take out the tourist visa, 1 year, 2 years, whatever they're giving you. Netherlands, see all these Western countries and whiteys, big crooks, remember that. They are the ones who always want white hegemony, supremacist policy. Netherlands returns 119 stolen items to Nigeria. People say Nigeria is corrupt, but what about Netherlands? They stole the sculptures, you must remember, from Nigeria, 119 of it, and they return now. You should tell them we want our 119 and we want 119 million US dollars also. So that is how you must impose upon these whiteys and teach them a lesson and so forth. Kick them out from your country when they interfere in your internal affairs and so forth. Look at Pakistan. Mona Salim, you know, you studied, you stayed longer than me in Pakistan. So remember, hukumat bichor or fauj bichor. So remember, the government are crooks and corrupt, and the army also corrupt. You see, Thursday, the chief of the Pakistani army, he's a Sunni, 100%. He's a Hafiz of Quran, Hafiz Asim Munir, because he pulled off a great, great victory against India and America and France and Israel and so forth. So Trump primes him up, come here and have lunch with me and we'll talk matters of bilateral importance. They promise them billion dollars, and the Pakistani army falls for that always. And then these idiots here of Pakistan, they say we nominate, you must remember, Trump for what? For the peace prize, Nobel Peace Prize. And then in the weekend he attacks Iran. So where's your brains, you Pakistan? Therefore, Maulana A.S. Desai, our Ustad of the Majlis, is right. You can't call it Pakistan nowadays. We have to call it Na Pakistan. You know, Na Pak, you must remember that. The politicians are corrupt. The government is corrupt. And you must remember the Maulvis also in the government and that are corrupt. So you must remember that. And the army is corrupt. So everybody is just one big corruption. Listen to this here. Listen to this properly, O Muslim. Oh, you esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Almighty Allah Jalla wala Ta'ala has informed us more than 1400 years ago in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82, the last ayat of the 6 Jews, the last verse, right? Just before Wa'idah Sami'u, the 7 Jews. So just before that, I read to you, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. So remember, you will always find that those people, that they will be your arch and fiercest enemy. Who? Al-Yahud, the Jews. Allah didn't speak about Zionists, he said Jews. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا and the mushrikeen, idol worshippers. So who are those? The Jews and the Hindus. But we can't say every Hindu or every Jew is our enemy. That's wrong. Quran also does not allow us. That laysu sawa'a. We must say majority of them are our enemies and they want cause harm to the Muslims and Islam. You just have to look at Israel and India, the unholy alliance, and then how they treat the Muslims and so forth, third class, fourth class citizens. Now, Iran was caught fast asleep. This was a terrible lapse of judgment on behalf of Iran. So they left this Indian Hindus and so forth there. They had to do whatever they want to, the IT specialists. So they have an organization called RAW, R-A-W. And from Iran, they were feeding all the information to the Mossad intelligence that here are the scientists, here are the places, here are this. So internally, you had big problems. And now Iran is giving them one by one. You're saying, Pansi, they're executing them and hanging them. Very good. And they're sending the Indians back home. You go back to India and so forth. You spies and you haramis. But you yourself also, how are you so half asleep of Iran? You're supposed to be wide awake. You see, for Iran, where credit is due, you must give credit. Look at your Arab regimes. Look at your Muslim countries. Just remove Pakistan from the equation for a minute. They're the only Muslim country that got nuked there. And all these other puppets and so forth, million, billion, trillions they got to give to Trump, Qatar and Saudi and Emiratis, bunch of donkeys and idiots they are. You must remember, murtads they are, if you ask me. So you must remember that Iran, sanctions, no sanctions. Inside Iran, they built all their missiles, their rockets and what then what. And they're hitting the hell out of Israel. Alhamdulillah. If Iran can do it, so why can't the Arabs do it? If Iran can do it, why can't the other Muslim countries do it? So that shows that what we can do if we want to. But remember, no brains. We want, you know, America, the big bully. Israel, the big bully. So now we say they will give us security. He's telling a snake that the snake will look after you. You must be a bunch of donkeys and idiots, you know. Okay, local news, South African news. So read about Mossad and RAW, R-A-W of India, and how they colluded with one another. Local South African news, two South African engineers are back home. They were there for several years in Equatorial Guinea on trumped-up charges and so forth. And anyway, they're back home. If you know Cape Town, there's one area called Clifton. So the prices have rocketed there because the jutlas are coming in there. And now the flats and apartments are being sold at record prices there. Very, very expensive. Higher education minister, also another corrupt person. So in her board and under that, she put her cronies and so. That is what ANC is all about. They finished this country up in 30 years. What was done over 200 years, 300 years, they finished it up in 30 years. So you look at your airways, you look at your electricity, you look at safety, security. Everything, they just destroyed. Corruption, A and C. C means criminals. C means corruption. C means cronyism. So it's nothing surprising if the Minister of Higher Education is another corrupt one. They need to fire them, but how are they going to fire them? From the top, they corrupted with Pala Pala and so forth. Floyd Chivambu is not going to Parliament. Remember that Zuma fixed him up. They kicked him out from the Secretary General and the list going to Parliament. His name is not there. So he is feeling very upset. So that's obvious. And a Mozambique kidnapper. You know them, Maputo, a lot of kidnapping. So a guy who was a wanted, you understand, kidnapper, hailing from Mozambique, killed here in Johannesburg. So we say, very good. Another shaitan gone to hell also. Our programs for today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, the interview with Mona Zahid will discuss the three shaitans. You know, there in Mina, there's three shaitans. Satans, you see. So one is Iran. Iran is pakka kafir. But we support them and we say we're very happy when they attack America and Israel. That is our point. And I gave you the verses and all that. So anyway, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, inna Allah la yu'aidu hadha deen bi rajulil fajir. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala has this deen of Islam with non-Muslims also. And so we'll discuss all that. America and Iran and Israel, all this. All three shaitans, haramis. And then the next one, 1 to 2, will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, report back our trip to Johannesburg. And tonight, inshallah, the live Q&A between 8 and 10. Inshallah, Al-Aziz. We have 14, 15 minutes. So let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, what should be our stance on the Israel-Iran war? As much as we don't support Shia or follow them in any way, but we witness now is Iran hitting Israel while all other Arab nations are silent.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I don't know the person who sent that question, but Jazakallah Khairan. We love it when you'll ask such intelligent questions. And therefore, I always promote Q&A so that we need to give the Ummah the correct guidance without fear and favor. So let us go to Quran Sharif and see. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 47, named after the Master alayhi salatu salam, Surah Muhammad, verse 38, the last verse, and Allah says, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا. When you cannot do the job, you Muslims, Arabs, non-Arabs, you see, you're born Muslims, you embrace Islam, but you're not practicing anything basically. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. Allah will use other people. Other people are Muslim, non-Muslim. So and ثم لا يكون أمثالكم, and then they will be not like you. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi, Bayhaqi, Mustadrak, Hakim, Mustafa. When the Sahaba asked, who are these people, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu some gestured, pointed to Salman Farsi radiallahu anh, the Persians, the Iranians, call them whatever you want, هو وقومه, he and his people. So therefore the Hanafis, they say, Allama Suyuti Shafi'i wrote a book on the virtues of Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah Tabyidu Sahifa. He used this whole incident there. And if you want this tafsir I made for you, go open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, Tafsir Qurtubi, in the classical commentaries and the today's commentaries, the modern ones, Mufti Shafi Sahib's one, Ma'ariful Quran, same thing. And Wahba Zuhaili in his Tafsir Munir, you can find it there. Our Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, Bari in Istanbul, in Tanwirul Adhan, which he edited. So you'll find it there. And then you will find, you must remember in Bukhari Sharif, strategy that Quran Kareem teaches us. Allah commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jahidil kuffara wal munafiqina waghluz alayhim. You must make jihad and wage war against the kuffar, the non-Muslims, and the munafiqeen and hypocrites, waghluz alayhim, and you must be firm and stern against them. But when you study Bukhari Sharif, you will find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never raised the sword and arms and ammunition against the hypocrites, because the hadith, these are the words, inna an-nasa qalu, the people, the public will say, inna Muhammadan yaqtulu ashaba, that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is killing his own people. Go see chapter 66, Surah Al-Tahrim, and verse number 9. And go see Bukhari Sharif. So that you call strategy. So as far as the world goes, these Iranians, they pakka kafir, non-Muslim, but they Muslim. According to non-Muslims, they Muslim. So now we must be very happy and so forth, that they're giving Israel and the American interests a good thrashing. No Sunni country could do that in the past 75, 76 years. Good for nothing, our Sunni countries. That they're licking the backside, if I use that word is correct, of America and Israel. That's what they're doing. Nobody can shy away from that. So go see what Quran says in Surah 30, Surah Rum, and verses number 3 and 4, and you'll find there that both sides were non-Muslim, but the people who were nearer to Islam, they won the battle. So what Quran says about Sahaba, وَيَوْمَ إِذِي يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So that day the Muslim Sahaba were very happy because Allah's help came. يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah helps whoever he wants to. Chapter number 30, verses 4 and 5. And Quran says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. You see, that Allah will impose that what will happen, one zalim will fight the other zalim because of their own deeds. So therefore, it's not that we support Shias, believe Allah forbid, I'm one of the most vocal against the Shias and so forth. But we say we happy about supporting the Shias when they give Israel a good hiding and they give America a good hiding. So that is what we should understand in the light of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah.
Mufti Sahab, is it right to shout a wife in front of everyone, your daughters, mother-in-law, and other family members?
Totally haram to do that. You're against the Quran Sharif, you're against the Sunnah Mubarakah. Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 19. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Oh, your husbands, treat your wife with love and respect and justice. And if you have to reprimand her, rebuke her, that should be done in your home privately, not in front of the children, in front of all and sundry. If somebody, your son-in-law, has to do that to your daughter, you will blow your gasket. So how do you justify it for you to make a big noise and shout and scream at her in front of everybody? Next one, study the hadith reported by Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. That khayrukum khayrukum li ahlikum wa ana khayrukum li ahli. She says, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of you are the best of you to your wives and your children. And I, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am the best to my wives and my children. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Hazrat Ji of Jalalabad, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu marqadahu, passed away on a Friday. In 1992, he visited South Africa 5 times, remember that. So anyway, cut long story, I heard personally, he said that the whole world can praise you, but if your wife and your children say you are a bad person, then by Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you will be considered a bad and horrible, terrible person. The whole world can criticize you, but your wife and children say you are good, inshaAllah, by Allah Jalla Wala. And Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say that you'll be a good person. These are the real awliyaullah, not the plastics we see nowadays.
Mufti Sahab, what can one read if their son is addicted to drugs?
Remember, just reading will not help. I'll give you the verse, but you have to take action also. So read chapter 46, the beginning of the 26 Supara, 26 Juz, Surah Ahqaf, the winding tracks, verse number 15:15. It's a long ayat, but read these 3-4 words there. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. O Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, bring about reform, piety, goodness in my offspring and progeny. So, inshallah, it will be effective. But you must ask yourself, how come your son is addicted? You gave him so much money, you gave him so much freedom, he went in bad company and so forth. So you also, as parents, partially you have to blame yourself. Then you give him ultimatum. No more internet for you, no more money for you. We take your cell phone away from you. You don't like it, get out. There's the door there, and you pack up and foot sack from here, get out from here. So that is how sometimes in life you have to be cruel to be kind. And that is what you will have to do, because you gave him too much freedom and too much money. And that is why they got addicted to it. And we're all to blame today. We love our children so much that we forget to do what we're supposed to do. Therefore, Quran teaches us, chapter number 66, verse 6. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, save yourself and save your children from the fire. So are we really worried about that? What we are doing, Quran told us more than 1400 years ago. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم. أي إيمان والو, أو you who believe, some of your children, some of your spouses, your wives, your husbands, they are your enemies. So فاحذروهم, beware of them. So how many of us, we just blind with the love of the wife or the husband, we just blind in the love of our children, and then we don't do what we're supposed to do, and then our daughter gets pregnant with a non-Muslim boy or Muslim boy, Allah forbid, our son gets addicted, and then we wonder what happened. Open chapter number 64, Surah Taghabun, and verse number 14. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah.
Mufti Sahab, is it a problem as we are going to usher in the month of Muharram to get married in Muharram, Mufti Sahab? Is there a problem?
Remember that again, I'm reminding you and reiterating that we say the Shias are 100% kuffar. They swear and curse the Sahaba. They have changed so many things of the deen. So this is one of them. Muharram is a holy, sacred month, and we should be fasting and so many things. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, ayyu sawmin afdal ba'da shahri Ramadan, that which siyam, fasting, is the best? Call. He, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, the best fast after shahru Ramadan, shahrullah al-Muharram, is the fasting of the month of Allah. And that is Muharram. So the hadith is sahih, authentic. So get married, perform nikah in Muharram, and thereafter make walima, all that in Muharram, all permissible. The kuffar Shia says no, you must cry the whole time, because Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was martyred. But the question arises, who martyred him? I sent it to hundreds and thousands of people. Man qatal al Hussein radiallahu anhu warda. Who martyred Sayyidina Hussein? Anybody of you want it, just send me a message on my WhatsApp number 071-888-1184 and just write Karbala and I'll send it to you. I don't quote any of our sources. All that are Shia sources, and they themselves admit that they martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, and therefore Allah is punishing them like how Allah is punishing the Chutlas forever. When Muharram came, they wear black clothes. You remember, Mohan Salim, that day in Karachi, even the bioscopes and the cinemas, they used to put a black cloth. So one day I was in the rickshaw. You know, we hardly used to go in taxi with students, you know. Rickshaw is a three-wheel scooter, like, you know. So then I asked that taxi, that rickshaw guy, bhai, ye kya hai? Ye kala kala parda. He said, nee, ye cinema bhi ro raha hai. Even the cinema bioscope is crying, you haramis. So you must remember, we belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Sayyidu Shuhada is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu warda. Authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. Shia kuffar say, Sayyidu Shuhada is Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh. 100% is a martyr, but to say he's the greatest of martyrs is totally wrong. And to say you can't marry and you must wear black clothes and cry and all that all the time, all that haram activities against the teaching of Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Jalla give us tawfiq to understand our deen, practice on Islam and propagate it without fear and favor. Ameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.